Hello.
Hello, spuds.
New podcast alert. That is like, you know, one of those YouTube like people, like, new video alert on like, the TikTok or something. Roll cringe. Anyways, new podcast, yeah. As you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bleep, and he is Bleep. today we're going to be talking about our Christmas wish list. It's very early.
Oh, no. Okay. It's not even November yet. No? And it's like it's October 13th?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I wrote the date today.
In school.
Correctly.
In school.
Yeah.
Which is called Bleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I always think it's like the day before. I wrote, first lesson I wrote at the 12th.
Bruh.
What FIFA is that? What game is that? I'll buy FIFA 22 off you.
For how much?
5 quid.
Scam.
I'll give you the 5 quid that Luke gave me. I love betting. Anyways, what do you want on your Christmas wish list? At first, like
pre-ordering PS6.
Sensible money. How do you even turn this PS5 on? Did you make this?
No.
It's very empty.
That's the one I made.
Why do you have an E on?
ESC. By the way, support Bleep FC.
You can't say Everton.
Alright, fine, I'll support Everton Football Club.
It's so big.
That?
No, this. The PS5.
I know, it's humongous. Sorry, can't turn it on. Don't really want to get copyright claimed for the noises of the PlayStation 5.
So doesn't it? That's sensible. What do you actually want?
Alright.
Nothing. Bleep.
This year.
Don't worry.
This year, probably want. Don't really desperately want anything.
Yeah, same.
But I'd like stuff like maybe.
Oh my god, he looked like such a nonce.
Anyway, back to the subject. Oh, dear, an orb just fell out.
Oh god. Give it. Oh no, it's Squeege.
I squished it.
Anyway.
Maybe. I'm actually not sure, you know. Maybe. Oh, there was something I wanted, but I've forgotten what it was. Maybe like some PlayStation gift cards?
Yeah.
Possibly. Just as a.
PlayStation 5, actually.
Yeah, well,
I've already got one. What do you call it? PlayStation 5 VRs.
Overpriced. I'm not spending 300 quid as a Christmas present. I'd get nothing else.
I'm just completely asking for money. Let's do primary school moments.
As well, now.
Let's just do it now.
Alright. So, maybe.
What's your first favourite?
Maybe.
Di Maria is terrible.
Shall we restart? Because you keep on changing the subject.
No. Carry on.
Alright. So, for the top 10, number 10, I'm going to go with. Islam Hall, number 10, was. So, about to go to bed.
Yeah, oh my god.
You were in
one of the big rooms, weren't
you? Yeah, so lucky. Reading a book. We were going to. Censored was reading a book underneath my bunk bed.
Was it.
It was. And he was reading his book.
P-boy.
And then we had to go. Then we had to go to. Then it was time to go to bed. As our teacher came in and said, and then Bleep started crying because he was scared of the dark.
Oh my days.
So he was up for about an hour just reading a book with a light on, so I couldn't get to sleep. That's number 10 for you.
Alright, my number 10. I've got quite a few good ones, to be honest. But for me, probably PGL. Also known as Parents Get Lost. So it was outside. So we all were outside. And me and Bleep were going to the horses. And we were running back. And Bleep. Let's just say their names. I don't like Bleep. Because they went with Alex, my mate Alex. Pushed me over.
Shorter one.
Frizzy
hair. Yeah.
He pushed me up and I went like face first into this massive ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, really hurt. And then Love a bit. You know Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny.
Yeah, Lemon.
Non Lemon.
Yeah, oh my god, Lemon. Oh, that's gonna be one of them. And trips over me, and it's just so funny. We ended up in a pylon somewhere. Like 10 other people joined. Yeah. I think my number 10.
Alright. But my number 9 is probably.
I remember her.
I miss what's in me. Sure. Yeah. And then, so, number 9 will be funny. This is not ridiculously funny, but whatever year, I can't remember. We took the levers photo. But the way we did it, yeah. But the way we did it instead is what we did was because we couldn't, because it was COVID, we couldn't exactly put line us all up. Yeah, so what they had to do was take a picture of the first one person at a time, and then they'd take the next person, but then they'd CGI it together so we all look like we're standing in a line. So that looks like, yeah, over the top of someone else. And one of our levers hoodies.
Is it your dog?
Alright, I'm back for your number 9 now. He's telling your number 9.
Okay, red's better. Why are you... My number 9, hey? Your number 9.
Shall we just do 5?
Let's do 5.
Number 4. Your number 4. Your number 4.
No, you're number 4.
I just did my number 4 because I did the levers.
Oh, yeah. Number 4 best in the primary school moment. Has to be. There's many good ones. Oh my god, yeah. My mate Jacob. He has anger issues or something. Me and my mate were messing around with that. And it was annoying Jacob. And then Jacob got so annoyed. And got angry at the teacher because they were arguing at the same time. Kabunky dink. That smells like my dad. Dad smell. Anyways. And he got so angry. He threw a table at me and Ollie. Attempted to, I should say.
Yeah.
You threw a chair at me and all that as well. It was funny.
Yeah.
We can say Ollie's name as much as we want because he's annoying.
Who else should do? Number 3 for me then.
Number 7.
PGL.
I've got a PGL one.
I know what I've got for number 1 already. Number 3 is definitely going to be. The giant...
Can you stop spraying my dad's deodorant on me?
He's going to be PGL. Giant swing.
Oh, my God. That was so fun.
And then, so basically, Zach was saying, I want to go to half... I only want to go up halfway. And it's like, nah, nah, go top. High she can go. It's like, nah. And we got to the top. What? No, don't. And then we got to the top. And then you'd have to pull the cord behind you.
Pulling this cord, so there was a cord behind us.
I pulled it.
And you had to pull it, so the giant swing would leave. So you were pulled up. We might know, the viewers might not know. So there was a swing, we kind of sat on it, we were harnessed onto it. People dragged us up, and we got to the top. You had to pull a rope, and it would let us go.
Yeah.
And you had to, you had to turn around, grab it, and pull it. It's 1 second where nothing happens, and it's just that was the scariest.
The first swing you go. And then Mr. Cassidy and Miss Jennings did it in my group.
Lol.
And we were lucky enough, because that was the last year our primary school ever went to PGL, swapped to Hag Farm now.
Hag Farm is balls.
You ever been?
Sounds balls. It's a farm, isn't it?
It's called Hag.
Isn't that a pig? The lunch at PGL was bussin'.
Good, you mean? Yeah, good.
Bussin'.
Yeah. It was I quite liked
it,
you know.
It was burgers the first day.
No, it was the last day.
Oh, Subway the first day and McDonald's. I call it Subway because it was
baguette.
We didn't
get Subway or McDonald's. We got bolognese on the first night.
For lunch, it was baguettes and second lunch.
The dinner was...
Bolognese.
No, the second dinner we ever had was curries.
It wasn't a curry.
It was a curry. they had curry. And then the next one, the final day was the lunch. We got chicken burgers, which were pogs.
I was so irritated. It was like bolognese. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said bolognese or gammon. So that by accident, I thought they were talking about like the sauce, the bolognese sauce.
Yeah.
And pasta, or gammon and pasta. Yeah. So it was like gammon. I felt like gammon. And then she gives me one tiny slice of gammon like that. So I was like,
Is that it?
So I had to get like a big bowl of cold pasta.
So you just go back and get more.
No, I didn't. Because there was a queue was massive. Who's playing ping pong? Like a dog or something.
No, my sister's playing that. I think. Alright. So.
What's your number three?
Number two.
No, number three.
No, it's your number three now. I just did mine. PGR. Let's just say both of them are number three for us. I'll go number two. I need one more before I do number. Second one, it's probably got to be seeing so many people on the sports day cheating in like egg and spoon. It's just funny as.
You know Jaden cheated?
Yeah, you just literally everyone's. My tactic would be if you cheated, just hold the egg or just throw it to the finish line, run, pick it up, pull it back on, and just cross the line.
I never saw anyone do that.
Yeah, but that's what I would
do. No, sports day in Arnold Hill.
Sports day in Arnold Hill was good. JK, like it was. It's just because I did so many events. No. It was so annoying. Mm. What?
Our bleep was... No, our sports day in our bleep was so good.
Our what?
Our bleep.
Shooter.
No, our sports day in our bleep was so good.
And our sport was so good? Oh,
who cares? Not me. Right. I was so dead.
Mm-hmm.
I had this Anthony kid and he was right annoying. I gave him 50p to do the space hoppers instead of me. I couldn't be asked to do it. I was a waste of ice cream as well.
I got one ice cream. I came back up with my ice cream. And it was my turn to do the javelin.
Lol.
So I gave it to one of my friends, who didn't luckily didn't eat any of it. I sprinted over it and ended up winning the entire thing in year seven. I won the entire javelin thing.
No, I only got like 150 for like that basic ice cream. Because my mum only thought like that'd be like only the basic 99 whips. But it's like tons of like £3 of it, like a boss in. And I wanted to get it so much. But anyway,
my number two.
It's definitely at PGL.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got a sore throat. COVID, lol. So, I was in a room of four.
Yeah.
Five, no, we had a big room. It was six. Six. That was number 12.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but at that time, like, we called each other, like, Nun and then our names. Jesus. So, like, my mate Lenny was, like, Nun Lennon. Then there's Nun Arky, Nun Ollie, Nun Oliver. Yeah, I don't know why, it was so weird.
Oliver Keeler wasn't there.
I know, but when we got...
I was...
Why did you say his second name? Yeah. I don't like him.
Nun Morgs.
I got £5 because of him, because he got a girlfriend. I've been betting on his dating relationship. But yeah, so it'd be trapped fed in the bathroom. It just went mental. It's like, I swear I almost broke the door down. Anyways, what's your number
one? Number one. I'm going to go with year one.
Oh, God.
Christmas play.
Oh, God.
I was the...
I was the donkey.
I was. I was the snoring sheep. Snoring sheep.
Yeah.
And then we had to do the song where we were... Evan and Finn were all like this. Pretty much asleep.
Oh, no.
And then the song ended, and I was supposed to run my lines. Did we miss anything? But I was still pretending to be asleep.
What? So you just like didn't.
So I was just like, can you show my lines? Did we miss anything?
I can't remember. Anyways, my number one, year five and six. Play.
Oh, is this the what's it called?
We were the guards.
Oh God, no, it was so funny. No! I forgot about that. I'm gonna pick that.
So it was me.
Should we reenact it? No, it's just like left, was, right, left.
It was
right,
me, Morgan, Sean, and then Raphael,
Sam, Petri.
Oh God, ugh. Yuck.
And then it was like left, right, attention, and then.
And then like
we, me, and you.
You were the bad guy.
Oh, no, me and Raphael Sam killed Raphael. No, well, injured him, and then he went behind us. We were trying to cover him up, and then you came in as like the head. And we were like, and he was like, "Help me, sir."
I pushed you guys. Like,
arrest them at once, and you arrested us.
Yeah, and then I got to push Raphael off the stage.
Me and Sam got to roll him backwards to hide him, and then you were like, "You arrested us."
Oh, that was funny.
And I just talked to Madison, like, at the start, and the lines were like...
Remember when Ollie was dating her?
Was she?
Yeah.
No. Alright. You're number one now. That was it, wasn't it? Alright. So that's...
Is there any more things that we want to mention?
Not really.
Ollie's told me a lot of funny stories. I'll say one.
We are sponsored by
Rondo Stash. I'm joking. In my dreams.
In my dreams. Should we send an email and ask?
No, we could as well.
Right.
No, so Ollie told me a story. He goes to cup camps and like this girl was banging on the wall next to him, like next door. And he burst down the door. And this is something he would do. And he knocked, like he punched her in the face. It was like 2 in the morning as well, so no one knew. Fed and Lenny were in my bed.
With you?
No, I go to the toilet, like, it's like 6 in the morning, I go to the toilet because I'm busting for their bog. And then I come back and our teacher is telling Fed off for being in my bed. No, Lenny off for being in my bed. And then look as well. And Fed's there as well. And I've got to contain my laughter because the teacher's still there.
Alright.
What about you? I remember that girl. She was an idiot.
Alright. Is that everything we need to do for this episode?
Nonsense. Yeah. Alright. It's actually a new podcast.
So.
And it's like.
This is episode
sequel.
One. Yeah. Series one.
M&F podcast. I've changed the name as well. Podcast.
It's podcast now.
M&F podcast.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
For another episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a nice day.